Hello everybody and welcome to the Reading Community Teams podcast. I hope everybody is well out there. The weather is starting to get better, so it's a good sign that summer is here. Well, spring has sprung anyway.
And the daffodils are out.
Daffodils are out and we're all feeling a lot happier. I'm Clive Woods.
I'm Julie Fairy.
And we've got a couple of guests with us today. Kate and Ron Field, who are from the East Berkshire fundraising branch. Hello.
Good afternoon, Clive.
It's good to see you. Have you ever been to the broadcasting, the guide dog broadcasting towers?
No.
Oh, it's
a new experience.
It's a new experience. It's very extravagant. And, you know, I hope you enjoy the day. Hope you enjoy the experience.
I'm sure we will, Clive.
So we're going to meet and speak to Kate and Ron a bit later on, find out about the role of the fundraising branch and the fantastic work that that they do. What else have we got coming
up? We've also got some updates from the Reading Community Team. Okay. And also we're going to let the listeners know about some events that are coming up in the area.
Fantastic.
Right, just giving you a few updates from the Reading Team. We'd like to welcome our new team member, Hayley, who's a guide dog mobility instructor. Hayley's come from our Southampton team and was originally from South Africa. So a big welcome to Hayley.
Excellent, that's good. It's nice to have another member of the team.
It certainly is.
And I think she used to do things on safaris as well, apparently, when she was in South Africa, before she worked for South African guide dogs.
Sounds an amazing.
Yeah, she does. Life. Don't think she's going to find any rhinos or elephants in the Reading area, but you never know.
Keep your eyes cool.
Exactly, yeah. And also, we've met on a podcast previously, Annabelle and Cressy, who both work in the business support team. Both Annabelle and Cressy are leaving us, Julie.
I know, which is really sad.
Yes, they are. And then me, Annabelle is leaving to go on to emigrate to Australia. Well, not emigrate, she's going out there for a year, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. So that'd be very nice. And Cressy is going to go and work with the Environment Agency, testing fish water or something technical like that. So it'd be, and many of you who've contacted the team would most probably or very likely have spoken to either Cressy or Annabelle. So it'd be very sad to see them go, and we're going to miss them a lot. And also Annabelle does a lot helping us with this recording as well, so we're not sure what we're going to do now.
I don't know how we're going to fill that gap.
we're going to have to get someone who knows how to do technical stuff.
We are indeed.
Excellent.
Clive, could I just also say that that the guys here at RMT, Annabelle, Cressy, are part of our big support team because they're always there when we've got an issue and when we've got a problem. So thank you to both of them. For nice. Helping us out when we've needed it.
That's very good. Did you pay?
Yeah, I haven't given him the money yet. Yeah, the change of
envelope go across the desk there. That's very nice. Yeah, but it is, and they are a core part of the team, really, as maybe people who listened to the previous podcast would have found out.
Yeah, so we'd like to wish them both the best of luck.
Mm-hmm. So, Julie, have you seen the new advert by my side?
I have.
Very good.
It is very good. I don't know whether, have you seen it, Ron?
Oh, certainly. And I think it's fantastic.
It's quite powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, tugs at the heartstrings, Julie, doesn't it?
It does.
But it's a different approach we're taking now because it's not about asking people for money in this advert. This is just about actually just raising people's awareness of how actually communicating with somebody with sight loss, as the little girl does in the advert with her dad,
certainly.
Can make a massive difference and actually include someone with sight loss in day-to-day activities. And we Guide Dogs just issued a report called By My Side, which looked at this particular issue around how blind and partial sighted people are feeling isolated. And it was a significant number, over 40% of people with sight loss felt that they were missing out on day-to-day activities, which is really quite upsetting and sad, really. And, you know, just simple things like going out with friends, going out for a drink, going to weddings, all those types of things that they felt that a lot of visually impaired people felt that they didn't miss out on all of it, but there were elements of the activity or the event that they just felt that they weren't included in. Mm. So we've got, as we said earlier, two guests with us today, Ron and Kate Field, who are involved and, well, basically, well, can I say that you run, would that be too presumptuous? Do you run the East Berkshire fundraising branch?
I think you could say yes to that, Clive. Yes, we've both got pretty major roles within the group, really.
Yeah.
Something that I don't think I was going to get involved in initially, and I think the person to blame for us getting involved is Denise Clark,
who's a community fundraising officer.
Absolutely.
Within our area, and I think we'll be speaking to the community fundraising team in a future podcast. So why did you start working, volunteering for us, Ron, in the fundraising branch?
If you like, really, I guess it's both our association with guide dogs that have been over a number of years, really.
That's right, yes. The first guide dog I saw was when I worked in a primary school, and the husband of our welfare assistant was blind, and okay. He had a dog, so he used to come into school occasionally. And round about the same time, one of our boys' friends named Tim, his mum was blind,
right.
And she recently got a guide dog, and we were so amazed at what a change it not only made to her life, but it made to Tim's life, because right. He was a teenager at the time. And he didn't like going and leaving his mum. But when she had the dog, he said he didn't need to worry because she knew that she would be okay.
And I guess seeing, and I know it's a phrase we use a lot, change a life, make a difference.
Mm. Mm.
But having seen that firsthand,
mm. Yeah,
I guess we was on this road of being volunteers for guide dogs. And as I said earlier, Kate was involved as treasurer for the original Maidenhead fundraising group,
yeah.
And that dwindled down, and we puppy walked after that, and we did a few bits and pieces. But then again, it was purely through an advert on social media,
yeah,
I think.
That came through that they were wanting to set up an East Berkshire group. And would anybody like to apply for a treasurer or a chair or stroke organiser?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, well, I don't mind doing the treasurer's because I've worked with money all mm. through my working life.
Spending mine mostly.
So I got involved, and then they were still wanting somebody to organise the group, and somebody was quite adamant that, no, they didn't want to do that. But at the end of the day, he did.
I think it was that Denise thought I could talk a lot.
And really?
Well, that's what you probably need to be able to do, isn't it, really?
Well, I think basically...
Communication skills are very important.
Yeah, you're right, Clive. I think the way I see the role is very much going out there, contacting new volunteers, companies, schools, doing all the things that a fundraising group need to do.
Mm.
Mm.
So it's managing that and facilitating that, I think, is mainly what my role is.
And what just to go back a bit, could you explain to the listeners actually what a fundraising branch does for guide dogs?
I guess it's, we do what it says on the tin, really, Clive. It's all about raising money for our fantastic charity. And as we know, there are so many people out there that's looking for guide dogs, that the more money that we can raise is going to benefit the people out there with sight loss. So our aim is to generate as much income as we can, and we will do anything within reason.
I was going to say.
to make sure that as a group we can do that. And I think at this point also I have to say that we have been so lucky because we've had such a great support from our volunteers, and I'm privileged to work with those. And I think you would agree also, it's not only the fact that they come and fundraising with us, but we've got puppy walkers, guide dog owners, and my guide has joined us. You know, we cover, I guess, the whole range of people within guide dogs, and we have been so privileged to work with these people.
And what sort of roles are there within a branch then, within the fundraising branch? What sorts of things can people do?
One of the other roles that we have, which is quite important to us, is a training secretary.
Right.
And that involves all the merchandise that we take to events, that the person who is the trading secretary very much needs to manage that, order that, look after the cash and the sales side of that sort of thing. So that's quite important, because when we go to the events, particularly the kids, they just love the cuddly toys and those sort of things.
Yeah.
So that's a great source of income for us. And the other volunteers we've got within the group really are purely volunteers.
Right.
We've got a collection box coordinator.
Okay.
She looks after the life-size dogs and the countertop boxes as well.
Yeah. These are the dogs that you see with the little slot.
Yeah, with the little puppy at the side.
Yeah,
and the kids just love those too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't they?
Definitely.
So she currently looks after that. And then we've got purely people who'd like to volunteer. And last year at Guide Dogs Week last year, I think people could sign up to volunteer for an hour.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that was quite successful with that. And in fact, we've had a couple of people join the group since that.
Yeah.
And I think it's just worth mentioning here, Clive and Julie, that that particular lady is going to be doing a walk for us, where she's going to walk the South Downs Way.
Goodness.
Which is 104 miles.
Yes.
Goodness
she's
me.
Going to do that with her son. And I think currently she's raising about £750. So she's on her way. So again, you can see where the fundraising can go through a volunteer who's come on to us. And there's another avenue of fundraising. So we're open to all ways of fundraising.
And I think it's important to say as well that it's good fun. I mean, I've been along to the different events like collections and things like that, and it's really good fun to talk to lots of people and promote what guide dogs do, and it's quite a, you know, you meet lots of different people, don't you? Everybody seems very interested to find out about guide dogs.
I would totally agree with that, Clive, and have you witnessed yourself, because you joined us at a local event in Camberley.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that both we get satisfaction out is when these people come up to us and they say to us, I'm sponsoring a puppy, or my son's school didn't name a puppy. And it's those sort of feedback that we get to know that we're doing a good job, and we're absolutely out there. So it is good, and people just love to see the dogs and puppies.
Absolutely.
Our income can double if we've got working guide dogs and puppies there. And the people just love that. And out of that, you get people would like to tell you their stories about relations that have got sight loss. Or people will come up and say to us, well, actually, my next door neighbour's losing her sight and she would like a guide dog. How do you go about that? So we can start people on the route into guide dogs. Being out there opens up all sorts of avenues. And I think from our point of view, that's the thing I enjoy most.
Yes.
Again, it's talking glass.
Having a chat.
Absolutely, Julie. Yeah.
And is it? I mean,
what's not to like about having a chat?
Yeah, and it is a very sociable activity. And I guess, and what's the commitment that someone has to make in terms of volunteering? Is it a certain amount of time, or is it?
No, absolutely, Clive. We don't hold anybody to down that we've got to do 5 hours a week or anything like that. We're not set up like that.
Mm.
And I think everybody within Guide Dogs probably knows that we don't have a regular volunteering role. And actually, that's a question that we get quite often asked when we're out fundraising, is, I've got a couple of hours a week, can I help you? Well, unfortunately, we're not structured like that, where people can sign up to do a couple of hours a week. So our volunteers will come out to events with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
They'll help collections.
Yeah.
They will, if we're doing other events as well, particularly guide dog owners and puppy walkers, they'll come out and do talks with me in the schools and those sort of things. So we're pretty much open, and we do realise that people have got busy lives these days, and that you know, people can only give us the time when time commits, with the family commitments and etc. Yeah.
And you can come from any background, can't you? I mean, Ron, what did you do before you retired?
Before I retired, I guess that's why maybe the role suited me, because I was a construction project manager at Heathrow, so I was involved in a number of major projects at Heathrow Airport.
Okay. But so this is quite different to what you were doing in your working
life. I guess it was, because I guess my role was more nuts and bolts and buildings and those sort of things. But I guess from the organisational point of view, being a project manager, I had to deal
really
with people,
helpful.
Organise, work into programmes, doing that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's good.
And I guess, about you, Kate?
I was a school secretary.
Okay.
So used to dealing with lots of people.
Rowdy young people.
Yes.
And their parents.
So I came for that, and I was doing finance. Wherever I worked, I seemed to end up doing the finance, which is why I was quite happy to take on the treasurer's role. But one of the other things with our group that we find almost as important is that the people who come, we try and get social events on, so that the guide dog owners can meet each other and
Excellent.
Chat.
Yeah, that's
or we've
lovely.
Been out for a meal.
Coffee morning.
And coffee morning. Mm. So that we feel that that side of it is almost as important for the guide dog owners.
Definitely.
As raising the money.
I think also, whilst we were talking about fundraising, I think sometimes it's not just about fundraising. Because when we're out there, we're engaging with people. Mm. And I guess it's something that we're about raising awareness of our charity, particularly when you look at the Be My By My Side campaign and how we're approaching that to show people it's not just about guide dogs, that all the services that we can offer. And I think, Julie, I think you realised how, from me giving a talk, can help the children
Definitely.
And young people team. And I think it's just worth mentioning to the listeners out there, we went to do a talk in a church, local church over at Iver, to a group of senior people, senior citizens, on their coffee morning. Clive, I'll do anything for coffee.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm pleased you've got the cake in there. It's very important.
And we went to this, and we gave a talk. I had one of my guide dog owners who came along with her, and she gave a very inspirational talk. And these people raised some money for me. But whilst I was finishing my talk, I was keen to tell them that it's more than just guide dogs. We've got My Guide service, and we've got other things we could do. But also, recently, we've now got our fantastic children and young people team. And when I finished this event, the lady who organised it came up to me and she said, "Ron, you did mention that your charity works with children." So I said, "Yes, we do indeed." She said, "I've got a cheque here for £600 from one of our church people, and he would like this to go to a children's charity." And I was a little bit blown away by that. And she said, "Well, actually, the reason he's done it, he's been lucky enough to have a happy and healthy childhood, so mm-hmm. he feels he would like to give back." The first person I saw to was Julie. And I said to Julie, "I've got this £600, do you think you guys could use it?" Which was a bit of a silly question.
Yeah. Or let me just think about that. But no, it was a fabulous contribution and enabled us to buy some really great resources that we can use for the children and young people that we're working with. So really, really grateful for that. And like you say, you know, for your links out there when you do go and do the talks, and so that people are aware of all the different services.
So it's not just about
on offer.
Absolutely. So it's not just about rattling tins then.
No,
we're not allowed to rattle anymore.
No, we certainly aren't.
No,
we're
certainly allowed to. But it's not just going collecting out in town centres and things. It's a really varied roles that you can do within the fundraising branch, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think the thing is, as I just explained about that talk we gave, you never really know what you're going to get.
No.
You never know who's going to come up to you, and you never know where that's going to lead. And so many times when we've been out there, we've had school teachers come up to say to us, and say, well, actually, the kids would like to do something and learn about guide dogs. Can you come in and do us a tour? So, you know, we're just amazed how it's gone. And I think also, just to talk about the financial aspect, East Berkshire Fundraising Group will be going now for
nearly four years
in June, and over those 4 years we've raised nearly £90,000. So I think that tells the story really of how we can go out there, and that was not just by events, but all the things that we like to do, which is just amazing. And
it's an incredible amount of money.
Yeah, certainly is. And I think, you know, it's very important to remember that, you know, I think in our area, within the Reading Community Team area across our counties, we have, I think it's about 22 fundraising branches now. And if it wasn't for those branches, it would be a lot harder in terms of delivering the different services we do to the people that we support in the community. So I think it's really important to remember that. I know that you're always looking for more volunteers across all the branches.
Certainly.
And so if people can contact us at the Reading Community Team, but they can come, like I say, from any background. They can give up
certainly
as much time
certainly
or as little time as they like.
Yeah, certainly. We don't, you know, we're open to all offers, Clyde, really. And I think just to finish off, I think one of the things that I think is so satisfying is that we get a lot of guide dog owners who want to come out and fundraise with us. And when I say to them, why would you want to come out and fundraise with us? And they said, well, we just like to give back, that we've had this fantastic life-changing Four Paws person who's by my side. That changed their life, and it's their way of saying thank you for guide dogs, and to see these people out and listening to them talk to members of the public, I think is fantastic. So if anybody wants any inspiration, anybody wants to join groups out there, please do that. And I think, Clive, I'm right in saying that on the guide dogs website you can connect into your local area. I think you put
absolutely so
put your postcode in.
Yeah. So you put your postcode in, and it will come up with all the volunteering roles in your area, including volunteering at your local fundraising branch, but other volunteering roles as well. And it's important to say there's lots of other ways you can fundraise for guide dogs. Again, go onto the guide dogs website, and it will give you lots of inspirational ideas to allow you to look at ways of doing fundraising. So we'd like to thank Kate and Ron for coming today.
You're most welcome.
Thank you.
Guys.
And it's really, really,
really,
really
nice.
Hear.
Yeah. No. It's fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you very much
in
coming.
You. Right, just to let you all know about some up-and-coming events. On Friday the 5th of April, we've got My Guide Level 1 training. That's between 1 and 4, and I know it's really short notice, but if anybody's interested, it's open to everybody. You'd be very welcome to come along.
And it's the Reading Community Team offices, and basically it's just how you can sighted guide people. So you just get basic training on how you can sighted guide someone with sight loss. And take it from me, it can make a real difference. If you have someone who knows how to sighted guide, it makes a lot of difference. So if anybody can go along, please just contact us here at the Reading Community Team office.
Yeah, we'd love to welcome you. On Wednesday the 29th of May, we've got a Teddy Bear Early Years event, and that's going to be held at Chiltern Woods School in High Wycombe. Again, if anybody's interested, that's got preschool children.
Preschool, okay.
So very much aimed at our preschool children.
Is that under 4 or something? Is that
under 5, really.
Under 5, okay. So what's going to happen? What do you do?
It's going to be event is going to be based around teddy bears, so it'll be bring your own teddy bears picnic and your teddy bear, and we've got lots of
Cake?
So, well, always cake.
Excellent. Can I come? I'm a bit
no.
old. Sorry. No cake involved.
So, yeah, anybody that's out there that would be interested in coming along, it would be really lovely to see
Excellent.
You there.
Sounds
so get
good.
In touch with the team.
Excellent.
On Saturday, the 22nd of June, we've got an introduction to guide dogs, which is being held in Horsham.
And then for anybody who signed up, was just going to sign up to be a volunteer. It's basically like the volunteer induction. So they do a little bit of sighted guide training. You learn a bit more about how we train with the dogs and some more information. It's a really good day. We've done it over in Horsham before and it was really good. So yeah, definitely a good opportunity for anybody who signed up to be ordered to be a volunteer.
And the last one is, I understand that you will be running some Access with Confidence courses, Clive.
We are, over the next 6 or 7 months across our area. So that's Access with Confidence is to give people the opportunity, certainly guide dog owners, but other visually impaired people, about their rights in terms of accessing services and what they can ask for, what the law says, but also an opportunity just to have a chat with other people with sight loss about how they've dealt with experiences or had experiences when accessing services. So yeah, it should be good. So you can contact us here at the centre to find out more. Okay, Julie, and what have we got coming up on our next podcast?
Well, we're hoping to have a chat with some of our guide dog trainers.
Okay.
And we'll also be catching up on news from the team and any up and coming events to let the listeners know about.
Fantastic. Okay, well, thank you very much indeed to everybody who was on today's podcast. Obviously to our guests, to Ron and Kate, and obviously thank you to Annabelle, her last podcast with us before she goes to Australia, and Julie, we'll see you, well, we'll see each other
next
in
time.
A couple of months, definitely. And if you need to contact us, Annabelle, can you just give the contact details?
Of course.
One last time, Annabelle. Make it good.
You can give us a call on 0345 143 0224. You can email us at reading@guidedogs.org.uk. You can like our Facebook page, which is Guide Dogs Reading Community Team. And you can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram, which is @ReadingGuideDogs.